Good afternoon. I'm Tracy Morgan, and we are going to continue with the interviews that we have as a part of our extended news at noon. And one individual I wanted to take a few minutes with is Chad Barger. He's the chief strategist and owner of Productive Fundraising. He's an alumni of Slippery Rock University, and he's a part of the Slippery Rock University's Institute for Nonprofit Leadership. And he's going to be doing a webinar, and it's going to be focused on fundraising, especially for nonprofits right now. So, Chad, thank you for taking a few minutes with me. I do appreciate your time.
Sure thing, Tracy.
So how do we do this? Right? That's the million-dollar question right now. You have a lot of nonprofits. You have a lot of businesses like churches or organizations. You have smaller groups that had a fundraising effort already underway, and now all of a sudden everything's uprooted. So when do you start asking for money is my first question.
Right. Literally a million-dollar question right now is, you know, can we fundraise? Should we fundraise? Is it okay to fundraise? How do I do this without appearing tone deaf? It's kind of the big question. So the bottom line is, yes, you can fundraise, but you can't be tone deaf. You have to be, communicating with everyone in this environment, but really being transparent about current needs. People will respond, but we just have to adjust tactics. We can't carry on and act like everything is fine.
Should we go ahead and start fundraising again now, or do we wait for the end of the month to come, or do we wait for, a transition between the news that things are getting better? I mean, when do we start this off again?
Right. So what I'm saying to folks and what I'm really hearing from a lot of the top fundraising experts across the country and across the world is if you have a critical need, fundraise now. So if you are on the front lines of the health crisis, you're in healthcare, you're in social services, and this crisis has somehow made the need for your services even bigger, that's a critical need. And people that are able will respond to that. Or on the flip side, if you're an organization that had to completely shutter and all of your revenue went away, I think perhaps arts organizations who all of a sudden there's no ticket revenue for probably a foreseeable future, who knows how long, that's a critical need. If we want that to be around when all of this is gone, then we need to support it now. So if you have those critical needs, yes, be out there communicating that to your support base now. If you don't have that critical need, so, maybe we just had to close our doors, but we had some reserves or, our expenses have gone away too, so we can kind of hang out for a while, then I'm seeing let's wait a little bit. Let's wait until a little more is known. We know when things might start going back to normal. But still reach out at that time. There's going to be so much activity over the next 30 to 60 days that I think groups that don't communicate with their support base may just end up being forgotten.
Chad, can we adjust what we were doing as a nonprofit and turn it into a benefit for what is happening right now? And I follow that up with, if we were to do that, are we still able to have some revenue coming into our organization while at the same time helping the current situation?
Right. I think it's going to be the year of the pivot. So however we can, survive and serve, that's what we need to do. And I think communicating that out to our donor base when the time feels right. So many people are just kind of, I think, afraid of fundraising. And a lot of it's mindset. It's not necessarily that the donors don't want to support it. It's that we are afraid of fundraising. People are afraid to fundraise in good times. So especially in this environment, I have a great quote that I'll be sharing in the webinar, and I think it applies right here, so I'd love to share it. It's by Stephen Scream with the Better Fundraising Company. And his quote is, "Your donors are amazing, and they want to help. Let them decide what is relevant and important to them. Your job is to clearly state how your beneficiaries and your organization are being impacted by this situation and how the donor can help. Share a current need that they can act on. Don't let your unease with asking take away from a donor the chance to make an impact and feel better about the world."
for some people, as the user of social media or the listener to a radio station or a member of the public, I would think there are a lot of people out there that maybe for them, that is the only way that they feel they can help in this moment is to give money. Have you found a lot of people in that situation as well, where this would be a great opportunity if you message what your need is correctly, that the members of the public could find that connection and give to you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are folks that are quarantined at home. They're still working. They're seeing that, you know, they're not going to be that adversely affected by this. And they're seeing all the people that are, but I can't leave my house. I can't go volunteer. I can't, go donate something. The only thing I really could do is call somebody on the phone and talk to them or to make a credit card donation online. So, yeah, let's not deny them that opportunity because we're all craving that social interaction and, you know, needing to feel better, needing to feel like I'm doing something to help with this. And making a donation for those folks that are able to is the perfect way to do that.
We need you in our back pocket, like you said, in normal days, because I am one of those that are afraid of fundraising. So I understand what you mean by there's that fear. So when you're in this kind of scenario, yeah, I need you in my back pocket. But and folks, if you're just joining us, I have Chad Barger on the phone with me, CFRE, also with the Slippery Rock University's Institute for Nonprofit Leadership. He's an alumni of Slippery Rock University. And you're a master trainer in fundraising. What does that mean? Because I know that you're fearless in what you do, and that's why I respect what you do. So what does it mean to be a master trainer for fundraising?
Right. So master trainers are certified by the Association of Fundraising Professionals, and it's an additional training program that takes it beyond just knowing your fundraising. That's what the CFRE does, the Certified Fundraising Executive Credential. The master trainer says, okay, you know fundraising, but do you actually know how to teach and how to teach adults, especially how to teach people to do something they don't really want to do? So the master trainer certification does just that, you know, how to educate adults and how to work with folks to make them more comfortable in sometimes a touchy subject.
So, folks, if you're just joining us, what Chad is going to be offering next, well, we'll just say the 15th, because I know times and days are, it's hard sometimes to figure out what day we're on. So we'll just say it's the 15th, which is going to be a Wednesday coming up here. So the 15th at 3 p.m., this is a free webinar. And so, Chad, we appreciate you doing that. It'll just be about 20 minutes long. You're going to have some templates available, simple language, which is very good, and also sample language that would go into the detail of what it is that it means to be fundraising at this time. How do we go about joining this? What's the best way for us to be able to hop online with you with this free webinar?
Yep, sure thing. I know the Institute for Nonprofit Leadership at Slippery Rock is putting this out, so information will be on their website, and certainly they can learn more information at mine as well, which is productivefundraising.com.
So would you say during this time, is there a difference in fundraising? We've had crises before. You know, we've had hurricanes come through. We've had floods. We've had, you know, just different things that we, in a sense, know how to handle. Fires have happened. We know how to help. In this kind of situation, I think we've all been upended all at the same time. Do you find that this is even a different time period for you in what you do?
Certainly. You know, we have kind of the playbook for fundraising in times of crisis, fundraising in economic recession. So that's what we're leaning on. But I certainly don't think we've seen something where everyone is impacted and life has been kind of upended for the time being, and also on a worldwide scale. So, you know, we can look at that for past trends, and that's actually how I will start the webinar, is looking at some of those and what can we expect based on that. But, you know, what will this truly look like? I don't think we're going to know until it's all over, because it is kind of a brave new world in that regard for everything, including fundraising.
Just one more question for you, kind of your final thoughts in this as well. But is it important to understand how to message? Do you find a lot of nonprofits don't even know how to message in the first place, let alone when it comes to fundraising, let alone in a crisis like we have right now?
Yeah, messaging is key. Messaging is key, being able to get that need out to the community. And what I'm always talking about is storytelling. You know, good fundraisers, nonprofits that connect with their audience, audiences and their donors, they're storytellers. They're telling about a need, and they're telling a story of one person whose life somebody can help change through supporting that organization. They're not talking about the organization itself. They're talking about that person and the donor, and they're giving the donor the credit. The donor is the hero of that story. And organizations that are able to talk about the need and the work they do in their communities in that manner, by making that donor the hero, are so much more successful than organizations that talk about what they did.
Chad Barger, CFRE, Chief Strategist and owner of Productive Fundraising. Of course, his social media, could you say tag, is at Fundraiser Chad. You can go online to his website if that's what you'd prefer. It's ProductiveFundraising.com. This free webinar, which will only be about 20 minutes long, will happen on the 15th in just a couple of days at 3 p.m. Again, you can access this different ways, and he is a part of the Slippery Rock University Institute for Nonprofit Leadership. They're the ones kind of hosting this for you to be able to access this free webinar, so you can go onto their website. Hey, Chad, thank you so much for what you're doing. I know you have some nonprofit tips on your website and free resources, but we appreciate you offering this 20-minute free webinar for nonprofits and fundraising. Thank you for your time.
Sure thing, Tracy. Thank you.